You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Wanda, you ready to go?
I think so.
Well, that's great. Wanda and I are going to take you all home. It's going to be our year-end and holiday special. We're going to talk about the things that we've been through together this year. We're going to talk about what we're looking for in 2018. And I'll tell you what, Wanda, I'll get started.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, this year it's been all about me being out on my own with doing the private lending gig and also about searching for Vivian's kidney. I've had some great people that have helped me on the search for Vivian's kidney. But, you know, my show is a social media content creation hub.
It is.
Yeah, it is. And because of social media, I was able to find Vivian's kidney donor. I put out, my gosh, at least 500,000 people have seen, liked, commented, shared, reshared Vivian's messages on my messages about Vivian on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. I found many people have volunteered to get tested. Dozens and dozens of beautiful, wonderful people have gotten tested. Unfortunately, Vivian was a very rare blood type, and we only found a handful of people that matched. About 15 people matched, and a number of them got as far as having dates circled on the calendar, but nobody pulled through. So I found his Facebook friend up in Brooklyn. Her name is Jane. Jane told me about another lady up in Brooklyn. I reached out to the lady up in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
That's right, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. In fact, Brooklyn's where the kidney transplant nephrologist is from. He's up there now. Dr. R, I'll have to call him until he says I can say his name. So Dr. R is up in Brooklyn. He's the same person that transplanted Jane's husband. And we started running some ads down in Miami. We run some Facebook ads. We found one lady in Facebook. She didn't pull all the way through. And then we found another lady actually on Craigslist. And that lady wasn't able to donate a kidney to a family member, but she really was motivated, spiritual. I guess she feels that God is motivating her. She's a spiritual, wonderful, hardworking woman. And she volunteered to donate her kidney to Vivian. And we're now all the way at the end of the process. We visited with Vivian's nephrologist on Tuesday. Today was Thursday. We visited with the surgeon. I was really uptight today. Very, very uptight. Because we're getting close to the end. And Vivian, she was the one calming me down. In fact, she's such an inspiration. She's an amazing human being. I hope everybody in life has the chance at least once to have a partner in life like Vivian is my partner. And boy, that made me lose my place. Where was I, Wanda?
Well, I was going to ask you, how many people do you think you actually went through till this magic moment?
A whole bunch. But it's really not about all the people that got tested. It's not all about all the people that donated to help me fund Vivian's kidney search and kidney transplant and help the living donor while she's incapacitated. It's really about the awareness that we created.
Yep.
You see, lots of people don't realize that you only need one kidney to live. Many people go through life not realizing that. They don't realize that they could donate a kidney if they're healthy and perfect. You know, we've had many living donors on the show, including A.J. Gindy and Beanie Mason. In fact, Beanie Mason's kidney transplant was arranged by the same person that's, God willing, arranging Vivian's transplant. We had Ari Seitner on. Ari was also got his kidney transplant through the same person that helped find our donor. And so it wasn't easy. And it's just absolutely wild. You know, I was sitting there in the nephrologist's office today, and I was thinking how scared I was, how I really needed my friends from Renewal, and my phone rang, and it was A.J. Gindy. A.J. Gindy from Renewal, who's offering to come down and spend the day with Vivian and I when we get our transplant because he knows how difficult emotionally it's going to be for me and for Vivian. And so I want to thank those guys for standing with us, the men and women of Renewal, and helping us. And not only that, this week I've gotten a whole bunch of new business calls as well. So both I look at as God is telling me to calm down, the big spiritual universe out there.
Help is on the way.
I've been very nervous. You know, when I do a good deed like this, it brings such a change into the spiritual energy of the universe that the bad energy is out there messing with me. It's confusing me. It's making me nervous. It's stopping me from sleeping. But Vivian plods on. Today at 5:15, 6:15 rather, she got up. The alarm went off. I woke her up, put her drinks in the freezer, and helped her on what's today, Thursday? Mm-hmm. On her second to the last Thursday, or as we say it at our house, one more Thursday. One more Thursday. So Vivian's got one more Thursday and one more Friday, one more Saturday, and then that's it. Because on the Sunday that's going to be, well, I guess we're going to go on Sunday. Sunday? Monday? I don't know. I'm starting to lose track. I'm losing my mind. See, I told you.
One day at a time.
One day at a time. I have to do it one day at a time. But I'm getting lots of business calls. I've got one young man who wanted me to help him pull cash out. I had another group that needed to get a construction loan real fast. I had another group that wanted me to help them get financing in Puerto Rico. I could actually help all of them, and I'm in the process of doing so.
Puerto Rico.
It is.
Hey, what's the first stop you think you guys will make after the hospital visit?
Now, well, after the hospital visit, or this you mean
the,
after
the
we get...
The first stop, yeah.
Okay, we got the clearance to travel.
Yes, take her home, buddy.
Well, Vivian was talking about going to Playa Lago, which my friends from Prime Group have developed up in Key Largo. We're also talking about maybe going down to the Perry down in Key West. Our friend Dylan Weiser's family owns that. We may stay at the house of one of my friends in the Keys.
Cool.
Our first big trip, I think, might be up to Atlanta for my mom's 80th birthday in June, where we're going to get all the family together and all be able to hug and kiss Vivian.
My mom's going to be 80 this year.
Grandma Lolly's going to be 80, you know, and she just had that auto accident. I want to thank my friend Richard Stacy and the folks at Victoria Hospital for taking great care of my mom. You know, I'm really nervous. That's another thing. I can't go to see my mom as much as I want because the folks at the kidney transplant place told me to stay away from, you know, I can't go to ball games. I can't go to big fancy. I can't go to Joe's on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, my two traditional go to Joe's days. I can't go because we're not allowed to be out in public. So we're going to spend it with the Butters family. My good friend Malcolm Butters, another one of Vivian and mine, and Carol, Catherine Butters. You know, maybe that we'll go with them on a trip. Maybe with Don and Fabi Weidenfeld. Maybe with Courtney and Larry Zinn. Those are some of our favorite couples. You know, we're going to go somewhere, but the thing that I really want to do is I want to take Vivian to a spa. I want her to get her a massage and have her whole body be rubbed and oiled and have her feel good all over because her body has been through a trial. And the dialysis doesn't get her blood clear all the way. And she's a lot of times confused. And I want her to feel normal again. I want her to feel beautiful again. I want her to feel sexy again. And me cuddling her and spooning her sometimes isn't enough. And I want her to know how lovely she is and what an amazing human being she is. She's beginning to get a feel for how many lives she's changed because people have come up to us on the street and told us that they're following our story on Facebook and how it's really, really changed their lives. In fact, we were at a yoga event and a healing event. And at the end of the event, I asked Vivian, they started thanking me. And I go, why? Why would they thank me? And my wife turned to me and she said, silly, didn't you hear they're all single? I said, so? She says, you give them hope. The hope that they're going to be able to find the one that's going to give them unconditional love, the one that's going to stand by them through thick and thin. So I got to tell you, Wanda,
yeah,
it really doesn't matter to me where my wife and I go once we're given permission to go somewhere. We haven't been anywhere since 2009. Maybe we'll go to Captiva. We love to go to Land's End and Captiva. But wherever I go with her, it's going to be the most amazing thing. And every single day and every single step we take will be beautiful. You know, we've already talked about it. The first steps we're going to take are going to be steps that we're going to be walking around our building. Just exercising.
It's the simple things.
It's the simple thing. I want to hold her hand. I want to see the twinkle come back in her eye. I want to see her eyes get clear and white. She's such an amazing person with such an amazing spirit that it's just going to be terrific to see her unleash all of her pent-up love and happiness onto the world and to be able to go out and shine like a shiny penny again. Wanda, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about more things. I got a whole page. I never make notes. I got a whole page here today. So let's go out there. We're going to spin some music, pay some bills, and come back real fast after the break because it's going to be awesome. If you're in your car and you're looking for the holiday spirit, I can tell you where you're about to find it. It's right here. If you're at home or someplace, bring a loved one close. We're going to talk about some beautiful things in the next half hour that are going to warm your heart. So stick with us. Back on the other side.